Who's listening?
We're going to take that Chaf Aleph on the Aleph. The Mishnah, a king may not have more than too many wives. Elishmona Esrei, 18 wives.
Yabaloi Nashim Ela Shmona.
18 wives.
So that's not considered. That's not considered.
That's
too many?
The max. The max is 18.
Uh-huh.
Okay, only 18 wives. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zakkai says,
"Some guys would say two is."
Some guys would say one is already more than they can handle. Okay, so the king can have 18. The king can have 18 wives. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zakkai can have as many as you want. As long as you can ascertain that the wives are not going to sway your heart, they're not going to sway your heart and cause you avodah zarah, you can have as many wives as you want. Just make sure the wives do not mislead you and take you off to worship idols. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu achas, even one wife, umesiris libo, hareze lo yisoen, if even one wife, and the wife will sway your heart, the king may not marry her. Im ke lemenema lo yar beloy, nashna afilu ka avigail, no, he means even if the women are very good, they're perfect. Even though they're like Avigail was the best. She was the best. This will explain. So even a wife like Avigail, even having 18 wives like that, 19 wives like that is also. So over here, I have basically two opinions, it seems. Okay, we'll explain in more detail. The memory of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says you can have as many wives as you want as long as the wives do not sway your heart. Does that mean to employ the Darshan's time of the Krah? And Rabbi Shimon, who says a blanket halacha, he says, afilu achas umesiris liboy hareze lo yisrenim kilomim lo yaru lenoshim. Afilu Avigal, so he's not darshing time of the girl. He's saying that there's a cap. He's saying lo yaru lenoshim, period. You may not have more than 18 wives. So it seems that from this machlex in the mission, the machlex from Rabbi Yehuda Mishim is, Rabbi Yehuda is darish time of the girl, and Rabbi Shimon is not darish time of the girl. Now here's the yisoid. This is a very important yisoid. When you darish time of the girl, it's a kula. That's the chiddush. When Rabbi Yehuda is when you darish time to krah, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying that for? He's saying that as a leniency to allow you to do more than you otherwise would not do. So he's taking advantage of time to krah as a lenience. Everyone is darish time to krah. Rabbi Shimon also in this mission, Rabbi Shimon is also darish time to krah. But what does he say? He says, don't have more than one. If one of the wives, lo yabaloi nashim, penyosur sliboy, he's saying even one wife. That's going to mislead you. Even that's going to be also. Everyone is taking what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk gives you. The pasuk tells you.
One's going to chumra. One's going to kula.
Right. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda goes to kula indicates that he holds that he's darish time of the krah to the extreme to be lenient. So remember, Rabbi Yehuda darish time of the krah. Rabbi Shimon lo darish time of the krah because he holds the machmir. Even one wife that's going to sway your heart is also. But if you have even 18 wives that are good, like Avigail, it's also. So the Morris is kasha of Ibcha Shamin and Wheel and Pumfaka. I'll show you a price that says just the Avsan Braisa, Avi Allah, Alman, a widow. Bain Shi and Ania Bain Shi Ashiwa, Ain Mimashkinoisa. Shanemar, Lo Tachbol, Begat Almana, Divi Rabbi Yehuda, a widow, that whether she's rich or poor, you're not allowed to take from her mashkin. Why not? Torah take a mashkin, you take from her pillow, you have to give back the pillow at night. Take from her a garment that she wears used during the day, you have to return the garment during the day. So it says in turn, you may not take a mashkain, and you have to give the mashkain back every single night, every single day. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Ashira mimashkin aysa. If a woman is a wealthy woman, you can take the mashkain, you do not have to give it back, because she does not need it. A wealthy woman does not need the
mashkain.
So Aniya ain't mimashkin aysa. So what is, because what is, then it's over here incidentally, viata chayv lachsula, viata, why, you chayv to give it back to her, viata masiya shemra bishchun aysecha, you're going to bring upon her a bad name among her neighbors, who are going to suspect that there's something hanky panky going on, because if you're going to come to her every single night,
every night, pick it up,
people are going to suspect that something that's not proper is taking place. Now, the Amin of the Morvix is my come, what does this statement mean? Hachi kamar, bitoch shata mimashkina, since you take from a mashkin, since you are taking from her a mashkin, ata chayiv lahachzir la, you have an obligation to return it. If you go and take from her mashkin, you have an obligation to return it. V'ata masiya shemra b'shchunoy seha, and you're going to bring upon her a bene among her neighbors. That is what Rabbi who says this? Rabbi Shimon says, Ashira memashkinoisa, Aniya ein mimashkmei. So what's the reason? Why in Ashira are you allowed to take a mashkin? My komar, achi komar, mitoch shato mimashkmei sato lachel hachlachsos. That statement is going upon who? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ashi look at Rashi diber masla Ashira mimashkmei. So lefisha ein netzricha leosa kesus lach zirlo belayla. Okay, Masir Shem Rosh, Tikonis Lebesa Shachros, Vyavis, you can go into the house morning and night. So what is the most? Vyata Masir Shem Rosh, Bishkun Yosecha. So, Alma, what do we do for this Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Dorish Tam Likra. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, Loi Sachbal Almana Almana. It says, Bein Ania, Bein Shihyashira. Ein Mimashkinin Oisa. He's not Dorish Tam Likra. Okay, he's not Dorish. Time of the Kra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that you're not allowed to take a mashkin from an almana. Let's review. The Torah says take a mashkin, right?
Mm.
Who do you take a mashkin from? From a man. Take a mashkin from a married woman. You can take a mashkin. We're coming now to limit the scope of when you're allowed to take a mashkin. Torah says take a mashkin, but return the mashkin every single night. Return the mashkin when they need it. So, to what type of person are you taking a mashkin from? The Torah does not say, which simply means you can take the mashkin from any person that you possibly want. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not so fast. And he says, you take a mashkin, since the pasuk did not make any limit, you can take the mashkin even from an almana, and it makes no difference whether she is ashira or aniya. You can take the mashkin from everyone because Rabbi Yehuda is loy dorish taima dekra. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Torah says you can take a mashkin. You can take a mashkin. Rabbi Shimon says you only can take a mashkin from an ashir. You cannot take a mashkin from an aniya because you can go and take a mashkin from the aniya. You're going to have to return. In turn, you're going to call be moitzi las cause her problems. So what do we learn from this? That according to Rabbi Shimon over here is coming to look into the tam. Look into the problem. When the Torah says take a mashkin, that's only in a situation when there's not going to be a problem of motzi shemra. But in a situation where there's going to be a problem of motzi shemra, Rabbi Shimon says you may not do so. But that's not what it says in the Torah. The Torah just says, as a matter of fact, take a mashkin. If Rabbi Shimon is over here, is coming along to make limitations in what it says in the pasuk, we see that Rabbi Shimon is coming to Darish time of the Krah.
Right.
So we have a contradiction. Because right. We learned in the Mishnah that it was Rabbi Shimon, that's not Dorish time of the Kra.
Right.
And here it's Rabbi Shimon is the one who's Dorish time of the Kra. We have a stira.
Yep.
So the Rabbi Shimon, so therefore, Alma, he's the Lord Dorish time of the Kra. Rabbi Shimon, Dorish time of the Kra. So the Gemara gives an answer. What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is Ba'alma in general. The Gemara answers Ba'alma, Rabbi Huda, Loy Dorish time of the Be'emesh. Rabbi Huda's one that's Loy Dorish time of the Kra. He's not derish time of the Kra. Oh, so why didn't the Mishnah say derish time of the Kra? The mefarish time of the Kra, because it says beferish. The Torah here makes an exception. There are two mitzvahs which the Torah tells us the reason.
Right.
Since the Torah goes out of its way and tells us the reason, that's why this is the exception. Why Rabbi Yehuda here is derish time of the Kra. In other words, the default is Rabbi Yehuda is loy dorish time of the Kra. But when the Torah goes out of its way and gives you a reason, that gives a license to dash the Kra. My time lo yabla nashem mishum de lo yasul avoy. Oh, so Meila, if you know for a fact that this woman is not going to turn your heart away, she's a good woman, you can take as many as you want. Rabbi Shimon amalucha nichti ba'alma darshin time of the Kra. Pum vakert, normally I dash time of the Kra. Im kein luchu kolo yabla nashem v'lishtoik v'anno, I mean, I will know. Why then tell you about lo yaser? Afilu achas, to teach even one woman, umesira esliboy, and this woman will sway your heart. Hare ze lo yisoena. So that's the answer. Okay. So elamani mekayim lo yarbe. So why then the Torah go tell you lo yarbe? Why is it lo yarbe? Afilu kavigail, telling you that even if the woman is a good woman like Avigail, still the Torah says lo yarbe. So the answer is very simple. Elu v'elu diri elokim chayim. In the Braisa b'noge the Almana, the reason why there we find Rabbi Shimon is Dorish time of the Kra, because that's the default. When the Torah does not give a reason, Rabbi Shimon is Dorish time of the Kra. Rabbi Yehuda is not Dorish time of the Kra. Memelo, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Torah says, take a mashkin, take any mashkin you want from anyone you want. Rabbi Shimon's Darsh Tam Dekra, you have to understand that the only time the Torah lets you take the mashkon is when you're not going to cause the woman any problems. When you're going to cause women problems, then the Torah does not want you to take the mashkon. But when it comes to the case of Noshim, when it comes to the case of a Melech, so there, when the Torah goes out of its way to tell you the reason, so then everything is flipped on the opposite direction. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to Darsh and Tam Dekra, the Torah tells us, Mela, even one wife that's going to cause you problems, you're not allowed to take her. According to Rabbi Shimon says, I already would know that. That's a different posh. So why did they tell you? Telling you is that even if you want to take 19 and the 19 are all good wives, even then you're not allowed to go take her. Good? Is it clear?
Yep.
Is it clear as it's four time?
That's a bell.
Is it clear as four time?
It's five time.
Five time? Can't be Mephais. Person who is... Okay, next Gemara. Hani Shimon Esrei Minolan. Okay, 18 wives. How do you know you're allowed to have 18 wives?
It's crazy. 18 wives.
Totally insane. 18 wives. Hani Shimon Esrei Minolan. Hani Shimon Esrei Minolan. How do you know you have 18 wives? So says the pasuk. Vayivoldu l'dov. So here we're listening to his children. Bonim l'chevroin vayiyu b'choydoi amnoin la'achi noyam. Okay, Achinam was the first wife. Hayizraelis, that was his first wife. Umishneu, the second wife, was Kiloth. Lavigail, she was the best wife. He liked her the most. Ashes Novel, the wife of Novel.
Like
maybe she. Yeah, you're right. I don't know favorites. Okay. Lavigail, Ashes Novel. She was divorced. Carmeli. Vyashlishi, the third wife was Avshalom ben Macha. The third wife was Avshalom. The third son was Avshalom ben Macha. That the third wife was Macha. Vervi Adonia ben Chagis. Chagis was his wife. Vyachamishes, the fifth wife, Chamishi, was Shefatia ben Avital. Vashishi, and the sixth wife was Yisroam Le'egla Eishes David. Okay, so that's the Egla. Who's Egla? Egla was, that was the name of his wife. Ashishi Yisroam Le'egla Eishes David. So these are Eile, Yoldu, Le'David, the Hebron. These are the six wives that David had, six children, which David had to his six wives in Hebron. He was king in Hebron for how many years? 7.5 years. Why 7.5 years? That's how long it takes to learn Shas. Okay, it takes to learn Shas. Before David can be Melech, you have to learn Shas. 2,711 days to learn Shas, and David lost the Ibn by Sima Shas. They love this. That's why David, before David became Melech of Yerushalayim for 33 years, he was first king in Chevron for 7.5 years, because you have to learn Shas before you can be Melech. Malchus, man Malkei Rabbanon. And when you become a Melech, he established his Malchus in Chevron for 7.5 years before he went to be Melech over the Gansk Klal Yisrael. Man Malki Rabbanon, what did he do for 7 years? He learned Shas. Daf Yayin.
How many times are you going to say
it? Okay, I feel like a reaction. That's, you wouldn't know. Fine. So there we are. Eile, Yodel, David, Bechavim, Bechavim, and Bechavim, what did the Navi say to him? Eh, Ma'at, David, if this is Ma'at, it's not enough. You don't have enough wives? No worries, David. So you're Sifu Lecha, Kahena, Vechahena, I'm going to aid you, David. So that's the Ma'isa when Nosson said to David, what do you want from Bathsheba? What are you taking, Bathsheba, Eishes, Uri, Hachiti? You don't have enough wives. I gave you only six wives. Six wives. If you want more wives, I'll give you 18 wives. You don't need to go take an Eishes ish. So the more makes a drasha, Kohena ishis. You want another, Kohena is another six. The Kohena, and then what's 6 plus 6? 6 plus 6 is 12. And then another 6 is 18. Correct. So it's a grand total. If you want, you can have another six. You have a grand total of 18 wives. 18 wives. Just havelay tamne today 18 wives.
Mas
ravina ema. Maybe what it means kohen means tarte shrei. Maybe I'll give you another six to begin to 12. And then when it says kohen, it means double that, 12 plus 12. So don't go
24.
Right, 24. There's another opinion that says you're allowed to have even, you're allowed to have 48 wives. Okay, there's another man that says you're allowed to have, because you're allowed to have a koina vichohena. So it's 6 plus another 6 equals 12. Then we're going to go to kohena is going to be, vav is going to be another double that to 24. And then kohena is going to be 48. Okay? 48 wives. Unbelievable, you can have 48 wives. Isn't that amazing? 48 wives. Fight. Tayin amihachi. Lo yavu lo yashem yoseh mi'arboa mushmoine inchnami. It says tak in the Brayso, so there's a sheet that holds you have 48 wives. Oh, so why does our Tan hold on only 18 wives? The Tani did my timer. Omrav Kahan, it says, makish kohin do lebash lo kinikamo. He doesn't darshan doubling. Hidarshin's kain is a placeholder. Ma'akain akama shis, just like the first kain is six, afkehain abasha shis. It means only six plus six plus six is 18. He doesn't darshan doubling. Okay, he doesn't darshan doubling. We also find this idea of doubling, but no one disagrees. The Keteres. It says, what is it in the pasuk? It says, Keteres is, Kachalcha sam,
Notof,
Ushacheles, Vechelbana, Ulavaina, Zaka.
Bad. Yeah.
Then it says, I've got, Salmon doubles it. I've got the whole Russia. Double it. You say the word, you double it. So the same thing over here is you double it, so he does not think there's double, like 6 means 6 plus another 6 to total of 18. Fine. Now the Mersakasha, the Mersakasha, what do you mean over here that he only had 6 wives? So we list over here the 6 wives in the Hebron. What about Michal Bashol? How come the Gemara is raising a general question? Going backwards. The Gemara is saying, how many wives are that? David had told how many wives? 18 wives, and we listed 6 of them, but we did not list Michal bas Shaul. Michal was daughter of Shaul. Shaul, so anyone who goes and kills Goliath gets my daughter as a shidduch. Mamish, the Gemara says it's tubav. Mamish right now is tubav. Right. Oh, we'll have Michal. What happened to Michal Bashol? Amarav Eglos and Michal. The sixth wife listed here in the Brayso, that's Michal Bashol. She had a child. It says that she had a child. There's Michal, that's the name of the word called Egla. Shechaviva Olav ke Egla. Tuvav. She was chaviva like an Egla. Delicious. She was
like
precious. What? Like a calf. Ke Egla. That's an expression. She was chaviva ke Egla. This is what we learn over here in Tuvav. Vaita. Like it says, if not for the fact that you have plowed my eglossi, this was Shimshon. Shimshon here says he called his wife eglossi, like people they call their wives honey. So what do they call? What does that come from? Honey. It comes from eglossi. The ancient term for calling your wife an expression of endearment was an egla. Go home and call your wife
egla.
See what she says to you. Egla, you're my calf. You're my the egel hazav. The avodah zara. You worship. Okay.
I'm in enough trouble. I don't need
it. Lule charashta and beeglossi. It's a very interesting idea. It's called something that's first called the beeglossi. And the Marsha Kashva, what is it?
That'll clinch it the next time you go out. Call her egla.
Right. You know all the secrets. What can I say about you, Ari?
I'm sure.
Did Michal have a child? If you tell me over here in the past, go back to the past, the past says that there were 6 children, it says over here that Yisra'am, the Ashishis was Yisra'am le'egla eshastavit. And you tell me Egla is Michal, that means Michal had a child, and her child's name was Yisra'am. But does not say explicitly in the past that when David criticized Michal criticized David where he was dancing too much. He was mevaza himself at the time when they brought the Aron into ear David. So David cursed her. David said, how dare you go, how Levi should mevaza himself even more. And because she criticized him, the pasuk says that she was cursed, that she did not have a child ad yoy maisa, which simply means that she did not have any children. So how can you tell me that Egla's Michal? The pasuk says Michal had a child called Yisra'am, but Michal, the pasuk says explicitly, did not have any children. So how can you say that it refers to her? The Gemara gives a whole bunch of answers. It means that she died giving birth to a child. When the pasuk says that she had this child refers to she did have a child, the day of death. She died in childbirth. So it's not a kasha. The klal was that on the day that you give birth to a son, on that day you're going to die. Okay, got it?
Yeah.
Answer number two. Michti banim hecha, banim hecha kachashav lehu b'chevrein. The ilu ma'isa de micha v'yushlayim with us. That can't be the answer, because when did this mice happen? When did this over here that David had 7 children, 6 children? This was in Chevron before you went to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the Ma'aseh of Michal was in Yerushalayim. The Siv of Michal Bashal Nishkuf Abayach Lo'ed Vateres Amel David Mefazes. He was dancing Umekarkel Lifnei Hashem Vativas, and she despised him. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yitem Rabbi Yosef shekalta Michal lemitrefasa." Michal got what she deserved. And this is a very hard thing to translate. Rashi doesn't translate it. Lemitrefasa. It means over here on the side of the Gemara they have their parish, which means it means Ayim Hashem al Gilim b'Psachim. Lemitrefasa means that she was punished for criticizing David. Okay, what is it over here? Lemitrefasa. It's already in the next page. Lemitrefasa. Piroyin chata'a. I mean, she got her gmol. Okay, so she got her punishment. So therefore, this, how can you go tell me over here? How can you go tell me over here? This refers to when she died. But the pasuk is telling us the children that she had was during the time of the time the ma'isa took place in a different tkufa. Yeah, so this doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella ema ad oisay ma'isa hoyula mikan ve'elech lo hoyula. What it means over here is that in Echnan, Michal did have children. She had a child in Chevron. When she had the curse from David, it means she did not have any future children. It was meant to be Michal would have had more children, but because she criticized David, so Mikanu Labo, she had no more children. But the child that she had in Chevron, that she always had. So therefore, it's not a kasha. Good? The curse was Mikanu Labo, but that she already had a child before she had the curse. Hashem Rachmanasan, Hashem gave her the refuah Koidim Namaka. Hashem knew that she would do this, so she already gave her a child before, so she would not die childless. Is that a bracha? Right. He took more wives. So the more you're saying is that David, they tell him don't only 18 wives. I'll give you Kenev Chayina, but it says that later on David took more wives. So if Nasan Hanavi told David, why are you taking Bathsheba? You don't have enough. I'll give you 12 wives to a total of 18 wives. But it says later on that David took even more wives. So you see that David is allowed to have even more than 18 wives. The Gemara says, no, Lemaluye Shmoin Asar, no, that pasuk in the Chanan is referring to when David took those extra wives to bring out to 18. So David did have 18 wives. We do not know who they were. But fine. Lemaluye Shmoin Asar, pivot. Now, my Gemara says, Kasha, my Noshim, my Pilach. What is an Isha? What's the chili for an Isha and a Pilayesh? Amar Yehuda, Marav, Noshim, Luxuba, Uvi Kiddushin. Pilakshin beloik suba uvilo kiddushin. Okay, so the two differences. In Isha, you have haret mikudeshes. And also you must give her a ksuba. What's a ksuba? What's the type of ksuba? Shaloi tekala be'en of loitzia. The man wants to divorce his wife, it's going to cost him approximately $50,000. So does everyone have $50,000 to throw down the drain? Some people do. So me'ela shaloi tekala be'en of loitzia. That's why Chazal instituted a kisuba. A Pilegesh is no Kiddushin. No, he just lives with her. She's designated for him. There's no Kiddushin. And there's no Ksuba. If he wants to get rid of her, he just sends her out into the street. That's why it's called a Ksuba. Why is it Ksuba? Ish v'isha shalom b'neim shchina b'neim. It's Yud K. Ish gives the Yud. Isha gives the Hey. What's Ksuba? It should be called Kesaf. It should be called Kesaf. What are the two extra letters in the word Kisuba? Vav Hey. So it's the yud and the hey, yud from the ish, the hey from the isha, plus the wife insurance called the ksuba, adds the vav and the hey to the mash, the mashem Hashem, yud k vav k.
Yeah.
You ever heard it before?
Yeah.
That's a famous part. Right. Omar, Rabbi Ben Rav, Abba Meyosi Lodom, Hayul David, David had 400 children, 400 sons. Can you imagine tuition 400 children? The kula bnei yifas toyachayu. The only bnei yifas. He goes to Muhammad. He says, "Woman." It says here the dove went to Muhammad. Every time he saw a woman in Muhammad, he took her into the house. That's what it says. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? 400 times the dove and the Muhammad find an isha, and he was born her, and she got pregnant, and they had a child. Umigadle beluriyos hayu. They all had long locks of hair. They all had long hair. They all sat in wagons of gold, and they went in front of the army. These were the soldiers. These were the military of Beis David. Tamar was a daughter of David, and Amnon raped her. Okay, So a half brother raped a half sister. So Amnon, so Tamar was a basi fasta yachai. So what was she? She was the daughter of Ephasta. He wasn't like, he didn't marry the woman. He didn't marry her. He took a woman off from the Buchama. He was born her. She became pregnant. And Tamar was a child. And so Tamar is a really a gyaris. Because an Eish Tifastoyar is not a Jewish woman. She's a Goya. So therefore she became pregnant right away. So therefore Tamar was a gyaris. Is a gyaris allowed to marry? Is allowed to marry a brother and a sister? Yes, because it's a gerushin is skayer. Kikatan shenayl adam. So technically speaking, two siblings on the gayer, technically speaking, they want to marry each other. So David had other blood children, and David had this child. But being that this girl was a basi fas toyar, so she was a gyaris. So in halacha, she's not related to David's other children, including Amnon. So the male Amnon, if he wanted to, could have married her be kedushin, and that's exactly what Shnei Maviata Dabino El Hamelach. Therefore, he got advice from this person. Who was the person? I forgot who the person was. His name was Yonadav. Yonadav gave Amnon advice. He saw that Amnon had a crush on Tamar. He was chalishing for Tamar, so he gave her advice. Listen, just go to David. I'll talk to David, and David will allow you to marry her.
Yeah.
So therefore, V'yat Dabrna El Hamelach, Dabrna speak El Hamelach, El Hamelach, Yilo Yimonani Mimcha, he will not hold you back, he will not hold, Tamar herself said to Amnon, don't rape me, don't do this. Let's do it the right way. If you want to marry me, we can do it the right way. So speak to your father, and he'll let you marry me because I'm an Eishas Yifasta. I am the product of an Eishas Yifasta. Therefore, you can marry me. She was married with Kedushin. The mother was Kedushin. Achte mihavi sharyule. A sister, is it permitted for a brother to marry a sister? Elishmamina bas yifastaya. Hi, so she was a bas yifastaya. Okay, now the Gemara wants to review this story in much more detail. Ulaamnoin. To Amnon was a rea, was a friend. Ushmo Yonadav, ben Shima. Achei David was the brother of David. Ish Chacham was a very wise man. Remember to Joshua, Amr Yudav Amarav, Ish Chacham Lerisha. He was a wicked man. When it says here, Chacham
doesn't mean smart.
He was wicked. So Meritaki said that in the Haggadah, Kenegan Arbob on him, Echot Chacham, Viechad Rasha. The Chacham is not a tzaddik. The Chacham is a shtick lirishus in him.
I told you.
Because it says, you, not me. Just like the Rasha also says, so what's the, he's more careful. He says, Hashem Elokeinu. He's Eichet mine. Our God. But he says, Eschem. The Chacham, he's a Chacham Lurisha. He knows how to be clever and not get caught. Okay? Vayoyver Madua Atokochadal. So he said he came to visit Amnon. He said this Amnon was very, very sick. Madua Atokochadal, Ben Amelech. Why are you so weak? Why are you so feeble? What's the problem? Vayoyver Yonadav says, so he gave him advice. The advice is make believe you're sick. And your sister will come and she'll serve you. She will come and she will give you food. She'll cook for you dishes. And then then you'll rape her. That's what he told him to do. And feign, make believe that you're sick. She'll make you food. Bir means food. Habriya. Indeed, she took the Mishares means the maid. She was the maid, this girl. Vatitzoik lefanov, and she poured before him. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav she'asam lo minei tigun. She made fried food. I have no idea what the significance is. She made fried. I guess by frying somehow that gave him an opportunity to rape her. I don't know why. Somehow the frying had some effect. Vayisno eha. After he was born her, he hated her. Amnoin sino gedolim od a very great hatred. My time, why did he hate her so much? Omar of Yitzhak, Nik Shirolo, the Asao Krush Shafra. There was a thread, there was a hair that was in the Erva, which caused Amnon to become a Krush Shafra. There was a Kasha, real, he Nik Shirolo, my Avda. It was an accident. So why should he hate her for this? It was an accident. She did it on purpose. She did it on purpose to make him a kushefcha. Because he raped her, so she defended herself by doing this to cause him to become a kushefcha, and that's why he hated her with a sinna gedayla. The Mersakasha, do Noshim have sayer in the erva? But it says in Chazal, Eni v'cha darash rava maidach siva yetz v'yetz l'cha shem agoyim b'yofiech, in your beauty, she'en l'chem levnois yisrael lo ser l'beis ha'shechi v'beis fa'erva, that the Jewish people do not have hair in their armpits, and therefore no hair in the base of Shechi. She was a Vasifas Toiv, that's what she had. You know this Gemara already? You don't do that already? You don't do that already? No?
It's a famous Gemara.
Vatikach Toiv Efer al Roisha, so she was immune, she would Efer Esh al Roisha. Al Roisha, yes, Kasunas Apasim, Ashallah, Kara, she ripped the Kasunas Apasim upon the Banabani.
They used to do it in Vietnam, they did this to all the Jewish soldiers, I mean to all the American soldiers.
They did this? They took a seir and they made the kushafra?
Something like that. Raises or something.
Oh?
Some kind of raises.
So. I never heard that, I don't know. Tana, Mishmei Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach, what's the issue with Afer on her head? And she ripped her kesoynes pasim, her special wool garments. Mar darshins tana mishmei Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach geder gadol gadol tava be'os hashah. She made a new takana yichud. She was the cause
for the institution
of yichud. Amru lebnos lachem kach lebnos hadyaitas alachas kam of kam. Such a tragedy came to the king of the bnos melach. Alachas kam of kam to the bnos hadyit. Im litznua is kach. If this happened to me, who's a tznua, leprut says alachas kam of kam. Amar vidom amar amarav beoyis hashor gazu leugoyis al yichud. A yichud of an aishas ish. V'yala penuya. And on a penuya, the yichud having a penuya, the Mersakasha, yichud deraisa, the yid deraisa. The yamar yichud v'shem v'shem yotzal, the yamar yichud v'natar v'nayim, shem v'shem v'pasik v'chi yasitzva yachicha, your brother, ben imecha. V'chi ben e mesis, ben av, ein a mesis. So the Gemara is telling you something incidentally. Alem lucha ben mesyachad im imay, v'ein achem mesyachad im kol erva shebetoira. It's teaching you something incidentally by calling you Ben Imecha. It's teaching you that a Ben is allowed to be miyachid with his mother. A Ben is allowed, there's no Issa Yichud. The teaching of Allah that Ben miyachid in Imoy, Vein Achim, no other relative is allowed to be miyachid with a woman who is an Erva. Vein Achim, the Siachid im Kol Erva, Shabbatara. So therefore, it's a deraisa. It's deraisa. So therefore, how can you tell the umasakin at this point? You tell the umasakin that he's yichud on eishes ish. The Gemara says you're right. The takana at the time of Amnon and Tamar was on a penuya. You're not allowed to have yichud with a penuya. El aim of gosh of yichud the penuya. Next Gemara, it says in the pasuk va'adoniya ben chagis misnasid limani imach. He decided he wants to be the melech. He went when David was very sick. He took advantage of David's illness to make believe that he's now going to be the melech. He wanted to become melech. He wanted to fit the keser on his head. Lahol means to put the crown on his head. But v'loy hol moso, it did not fit. In other words, it's a bar. There's a special bar on the crown. And on the stone is a descend of David. They have a charitz. There is an indentation in the head, and the crown fits. If you're not royal malchus, then the indentation is not on your head. The crown is not going to fit. Vayas lerechav uparashim, made for himself chariots and horsemen. Vachamishim ish rotzim lefonav. My rebus was the chiddush. Amar vidam rav. Kulam nutule tchol. The spleen was removed. Vechakuke kapos raglam hayu. They took out the spleen and they removed the nerves and the sole of the foot. When you have a spleen, it causes lethargy. Tired. When you take out the spleen, you don't get tired. Maybe we should all do this. And you take out the nerves on your feet, you don't feel all the thorns. You're able to travel, you're able to accomplish great things in life. The avoda is, take out the spleen and take out the nerves in your feet so you can get going somewhere. You can accomplish something with your life. Left, front. Next. Lo yarbala susim. You may not have more than too many horses. Ela kidei merakava, his chariot, kesef zav lo yarbala. The cash is lo yavle, not too much money either. El kelit in Espana, enough money to pay the military, the defense budget. Not a lot of more than he needs to pay the defense budget. The chayiv of the sevator l'shma, he has his own sevator. Yaitse le Muhammad might see Imo, you go to war, you take the Sefer with you. Nichnas hu machnis Imo, when you come in, you take the Sefer with you. Yaitse vadin hi Imo, when you sit in the Sefer with you. Mesiv hi kere, when you recline, it's with you. Shenema, vahoyse Imo, vakarbo, kol, kaya of the Sefer with you. Yishrifim kol, yimei kaya. Okay, so you're telling you they have the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah, it goes and comes with you wherever you may go. Good. Tan Rabbanan. You may not have too many horses. Even to have a basic entourage, the Gemara says, "Uforashav tamlema lo, lo yarbe loy, lo ainu marbe alamarbe lekukudei lichboy uforashav." You're allowed to have lo means don't have personally. You're not allowed to have a personal collection, but you're allowed to have enough horses for your chariot, uforashav and your horsemen. Ha mani mekayim susim. So what is the impasse? Lo yabalay susim b'loshen rabim, susim habatlonim, susim which do nothing. When it says lo yabalay susim, it means you're not allowed to have susim which are just sitting in the garage. You're allowed to have susim which go out with you, the entourage that you need to travel. But you're not even having the parking lot. That's also minayin shafilu sus echad v'hu batal shub b'loy yarbet. I'm lema leman harbos sus. It says sus b'loshen yachid. We have two psukim. One pasuk says Laman Harbos Sus, and the other pasuk says Liyarbelo Susim. So why do you have to have two psukim? One, it says the word Sus, which teaches me I feel even one Sus, you even the Loi Sase. So why then did it say in the pasuk Susim Beloshin Rabim Lamali? Lav beloisase al kol sus v'sus. The loisase is every single horse you ever loisase. Taima the kaz rachman the low halav hachi avamina afilu kdei rechbay uforashav. Not nami low. So the reason why it says is low. First kasha. The only reason why I know taima the kaz rachman the low halav hachi. Did not say the word low. Lo yablo hava mina other thing afilu kdei rechbay uforashav nami low. It says low. Low means you're allowed to have. Lo yarbe low. Lo yarbe low means you may not have excess. But low you're allowed to have. How could, but you're telling me that but if not for the word low, it's mashma, you can't have anything. How could that possibly? Why do I have to have the word low? What is low really teaching me? Mm-hmm. It's teaching me that you're allowed to have what you need. Of course you're allowed to have what you need. The Gemara says no. Lo yitzricho le'apushe. What it means is you're allowed to have, a little bit more. Okay, that's the Gemara's maskin. You have a little bit more. Lo yarbe loy susim means the word low is teaching you, you're allowed to have a couple of spares. When you go out on your entourage, you can have a few extra. Don't have to be mitzam, same to have exactly what you have a little bit extra. But once you have berevach lafush, you have what you need. Once you start eating more and more, that's really going to be the raisa of too many. Okay, next. For cancer, there's no yar below. I feel like they leave the spine. You give to go give a spine. You go give to you to your military. I'm not going to say yar below. I feel like they leave in aspania. I would think you may not have enough money to pay the bills to pay your military. Tamla maloy. The chesed is of lo yar below. The word low is extra. All it needs the pasuk to say is the chesed is of lo yar below. Period. Why did it say the word low? Low is a ribui. Low, you're allowed to have. You're allowed to have enough to pay for him. Okay, it says low. Mm-hmm. Low is telling you that you're allowed to have. Yach lafilik the elite and elite in last time. Low ain't the marbe. Aval marbe who could elite in last span you can have for your army. Time the cost of rachman the low. Does that mean to say chavafachi? How mean lafilik the elite in last span as spanya nami loy? What it means is the low is telling you that you're allowed to have a little bit more. You're allowed to have a few extra dollars in your bank account for a rainy day. You don't have to be mitzamsim to have exactly what you need. You're allowed to have a little bit extra more. That's what the word low is coming to teach you. Now that the word low is ledrosha when it comes to the case of money and when it comes to horses, you're allowed to have a little bit of extra money and a few extra horses. Lo yarbe lo yinoshemai derashtabe. So what's with low coming to be marbe? Lim ute had yaitai. So the other low is coming to be marbe that you're not allowed to have had yaitais. What do we mean? What do we mean had yaitais? That you're allowed to have all you want. Umutam laharwas nash lim ute had yaitais. In other words, low is saying that an ordinary person can have as many wives as he wants. A regular man, off the street, Chaim Shmerel, can have 100 wives. The prohibition of having more than 18 wives only applies to the Melech. By the Melech it says, Lo Yarbe Lo. Lo by the Melech is the Miut. He is the one that is limited, may not have more than 18 wives. But an ordinary person is allowed to have as many wives as he wants. That's what the Gemara Darshan's were low, the Maskan, when it comes to the case of Nashe. Rabbi Yehuda Rami, he posed the following stira. Siv 1 Pasuk says, Vayhi l'shama arbom, before arbom el, 40,000, arvoy susim. Limer kafto, 40,000 arvoys means stables of horses for his chariots. Uchsivit says, Vayhi l'shama arbas, alof, 4,000 susim. Have a stira. It says he has 40,000, it says 4,000. Okay, so the Arbom Elif, it's te balois, hayu. If he had 40,000 stables, kol echad v'yechad, each stable had, hayu bo dalat alafim, or arvois had 4,000 horses, arvois susim, 4,000 different in small compartments. V'yim dalafim, it's if you had 4,000 itzab, which is the larger area, then each one of these 4,000 larger areas had within it 40,000 smaller areas. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a larger and the small area. The bottom line is it comes out 40,000 times 4. Okay?
Yeah.
So 40,000 times 4 is 160,000.
Right.
He had a grant of 160,000 of these little small horses.
Correct.
Next, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Grouch, someone says, "In case of the Chashmul Lamei Shalom Lamuma, money was worth zero. Money had absolutely no value in time of Shlomo." Well, still, since the positive money had, but money was like stones. So since the positive, even Shlomo was the case of the Shlomo counted like stones. So the stira was a zero or was like stones. Lekasha kan koydim shnasa Shlomo as bas paro v'kan lachas shnasa Shlomo as bas paro. Before he made the chait of marrying bas paro, then money was worth zero. After he married bas paro, now all of a sudden, Gashmias kicked in, it had some value. Amar Yitzchak, B'shosh, Nasa, Shlomo, Esesh, Bas Paro, Yorod, Gavril, V'notz, Kona, B'yam. He thrust a reed in the yam, V'hele, Sirtoin, and sand collected, attached itself to this stone, V'olav, Dib, V'krach, Kodosh, V'shemri, and Italy. Italia, Shal Yavain. Rashi says, very important Rashi. Not here. It's not. The Rashi is in the Chumash. Okay, the Rashi is not here, but it was attached to this. It was a krach gadol shabroimi, which means Italia shel Yavan was founded on the day when Shlomo married Bas Paro. Okay, so that's what happened when he married Bas Paro, caused all the problems. Why did the Torah not tell us the reasons? Why don't we know the reasons for all the mitzvahs? Why? Share shtei mikros niskalu. There were two mitzvahs which was niskale. Talman nichshal b'chem gadol olam. Ksiv says lo yabalei nashim. Ani arbe v'loy osu. I'm going to have more wives, and nothing is going to happen to me. The Ksiv says what happened. It's not true. He did make himself. He is ziknas Shlomo. Nashav he too as levavo. His wives turned his heart. So Shlomo made a big mistake. Ksiv in the pasuk lo yabalei susim. Do not have too many horses, because if too many horses, you're going to go back to Egypt. Shlomo said, it's not going to happen to me. I know the time. I will guarantee it will not happen. He did not follow the mitzvah. He took too many horses. And what happened? It says in the pasuk, indeed, they went back to Egypt. Okay, so we hear that. You see that therefore, that's why the Torah was not in the Skal of Tam. Once in the Skal of Tam, then you're looking for trouble. Good?
Mm-hmm.
The Kaisif Sefer Torah Lishmoy, so the Kaisif has to write a Sefer Torah Lishmoy, Tarlim the Rise of Ovad, Shlo Yisnoe Beshel Avoisav. You're not allowed to use your father's Sefer Torah. You have to have your own Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah that your father was not enough, you have to have a new Sefer Torah, a nice Sefer Torah. Omar, I don't think that my father was the Melech, so I'll just use his Sefer Torah. No, you have to write, commission your own Sefer Torah. Omar Rava, Avi Shahinich Loyavoy, Menor Halacha, Avi Shahinich Loyavoy, Savlod, Savitor, Mitzvah, Lutta, Bisholoi, a regular person. It says in Tavi Ato, Kisvil Remes Ashira Zeis, the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefetora. From this we learn that even if you have a Yosef of Yerusha, you have to write your own Sefetora. The ata kisu lochem. Lochem is a ribui, even every single person. As the Shira says, so the esve abaya v'koyis of loyis sevator l'shmo shlo yisadim shal achirim melachin hegiloi. It's mashma from this other memra. The only one that is not allowed to use his father's Sefer Torah is the Melech. And here you're telling this halacha applies to every single person, every stira. It's mashma, the only one that's not allowed, that may not use Birusha's Sefer Torah is the Melech. And here it says, Lachem, every single person may not use the Sefer Torah Birusha.
Okay.
The Gemara answers, Leitzricha, L'shtei Torahs. A Melech, twice. A Melech has to have two Sifrei Torah. He has the ordinary Sefer Torah that's written that every single mitzvah, and the second Sefer Torah that he walks around with. So he has now a double obligation, and both of those he has, and he has to leave his father. Uche d'tanya, v'chas savlo yas mishneh, v'chasav l'shmo, mishneh. Mishneh is lashon of sheni, the second one. One that he goes in there, one that it's the one that he goes in now with, it says in the parentheses, he makes an amulet and he ties it to his arm. I put Hashem before me. Okay, we ran on our Nakodesh. Shivisi Hashem. My right, so Hashem does not turn. He may not take this Sefer Torah and enter Lo Lebeis Hamerchatz, Lo Lebeis Hakisei. Shnemar V'Hoisa Imo V'Karbo V'Karbo V'Karbo. Malkoim Haroy Likros. You have to read it. It has to be made up. Every place that you go with the Sefer Torah has to be right to read. And if you go into the Beis Hakisei, it's not right to read. Mele, you now take the Sefer Torah into the Beis Hakisei. Is that good? Original Torah is going to have Ivri. Okay, Ksav Ivri is like an encyclopedia, so it says Roshna Kodesh and Roshna Kodesh. In the time of Ezra, it was given again in Ksav Ashuris, like we have in our Sefer Torah, for Roshna Arami and Aramaic. Beru Lohem Lishol, the Jewish people, they took the best of both worlds. They selected for themselves to use Mikan Labak Savashuris and Lashon HaKodesh. Beiru Lohem Lishol Savashuris Lashon HaKodesh. V'yimichu Lehed Yaitais. And they left for the ordinary people Ksav Ivris Lashon Arami. Man Hed Yaitais. What is Hed Yaitais? Amr Avachista Kutoy. Who do they give it to? Who's the one who took over Aramaic? The Kutoy, the Kusim. The Kusim. They were put there by, they were put there in Eretz Yisrael by who? By Melech Ashur. Kutim, my Ksav Ivris, Amrav Chista Ksav Liboyna. That's what Ksav Ivris is called. Ksav Liboyna, it's white. It's the Ksav Liboyna, that's what it's called. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer Roy Ezra Shetinotin Tor Al Yodli, Shul Elamoli Kadma Moshe, if not for Moshe, I mean, Chabing him, he should have been the one that should give him the Torah. If not for Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Tzivit Hu Omer says, Moshe Olah Lukim, the Ezra Ksiv Omer, he says, Oli, what up? The Ezra Hu Omer says, Hu Ezra Olah Vibadal, Maya Li Homer Vakan Taira, Afa Li Homer Vakalan by Mahalan Taira. So just like he said the word Ali by Moshe means he went to Shemaim, so too, because the Ezra means he was right to be the one to bring the Taira. The Moshe Omer, the Yosef Hashem, Moshe Hile, Laman Eschat, the Meshvat, and the Ezra Hu Omer says, Ki Ezra Hichel, Lavav, Ludwash, and Sars Hashem. Even though Ezra did not end up giving the Torah, Nishtana al Yodai Haksav, due to Ezra, the Ksav, the Ksiva has changed. It says that the Ksav Hanishtavan, Kosov Aramis, Umiturgim Aramis. So God's apostle, the Pasuk says that the Ksav Hanishtavan changed. The Ksav that was transformed is an Aramis. And it was translated into Aramis. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Okay, we did a whole daf. Coming tomorrow?